Our profile this month is Lewis Hamilton. Last year, the British Formula One racing driver equaled German driver Michael Schumacher's record of 7 world championship titles. But that's not the only reason to admire Lewis Hamilton.
1. Pure talent. Some people think that Formula One racing is just about who has the best car. British racer Lewis Hamilton, driving for Mercedes, does have the best car, but that's not why he is a 7 times world champion, or why he has recently been awarded a knighthood. Hamilton's talent was visible long before he got behind a wheel. Aged 6, he amazed spectators of radio-controlled car races by regularly beating all the adults. By the age of 8, he was racing go-karts at more than 110 kilometers per hour and winning so consistently that his future was already clear. By 2006, he had reached the level just below F1, known as GP2. In one now legendary race, the 21-year-old span off the track on the first lap, dropping to 19th place. Over the remaining 22 laps, he overtook every car but one. "It was like he was driving a car with 100 more horsepower than everyone else," recalls Oliver Owen, editor of the official Formula One magazine. "In GP2, everyone drives exactly the same machine, so it's not just about the car."
2. Being the first. Since Formula One championships started in 1950, there have only been a total of around 750 drivers in the sport. Not one of them, except for Lewis Hamilton, has been black or mixed race. This is as much a question of class as of race. Formula One is a rich man's sport. So how did a working-class black kid overcome the barriers? Partly, it is thanks to his parents, who worked multiple jobs to support Hamilton's passion. Mostly, though, it is thanks to his unshakable self-belief. As a 10-year-old go-kart champion, he approached the head of McLaren Racing, Ron Dennis, and said he was going to drive for him one day. Impressed by the boy, Dennis gave him his personal number and a note, "Phone me in 9 years." Dennis was wrong. McLaren signed Hamilton to its Young Driver Support Program just 3 years later.
Fighting racism. "I used to get upset when people called me racist names," Hamilton said when he was aged 12 and the only black child racer. "Lately, I just ignore them and get them back on the track." Once he got to the top, he thought his simple presence would be enough to encourage diversity in the sport, but no longer. "It's great setting records, but what's the point of doing that unless I use my platform for doing something bigger and greater?" he told The Observer last year. "It doesn't mean anything unless you can help push for change." In 2020, he did that on multiple levels. First, he set up a commission to look at how to get more diversity into the sport, on and off the track. Secondly, he took a very public stance in favour of Black Lives Matter and encouraged others in Formula One to do the same. Many of his colleagues took the knee with him last season, and he's convinced Mercedes, whose cars have been painted silver since they entered Formula One in 1954, to adopt black as a symbol of their support for equality.
4. Being the best. Having won the world championship title 7 times, Hamilton is now equal with the great German driver Michael Schumacher. But his record clearly surpasses Schumacher's in other categories, such as the number of Grand Prix wins and fastest lap times. Not only is he the best ever, but at 35, he's still driving at the top of his game. "I can see him going on for at least another 3, if not 5 years, still being the man to beat," says Oliver Owen. "It will be his decision. I can guarantee you that it won't be Mercedes who sit him down and say, 'Sorry, Lewis, it's just not working anymore.'"